Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicole Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Listen, we're coaching you here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in 602-753-1848. Or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Well, we are already at episode 3 of the Obtaining the Spirit of a True Entrepreneur. Very near and dear to me, I can tell you one thing, there's no way that when I was younger, all of the things that I went through and things that could have probably imprinted in my mind, my belief that I wasn't good enough, that I would have known. Back then, I'm talking, that was all preparation for the life I'm now living. And we've talked about the traits or the characteristics that people must have so that you can become a true entrepreneur. And you want to go back and make sure that you are listening to the series, not just with your head, but definitely with your heart and connect with it in the spirit, because that is where God is. That's where he's going to meet you. In the spirit, because you are going to have some major revelations, confirmation, and then you will be able to have more implementation in your life and in your business. I know that we talked about having discipline and we talked about being a self-starter. And on today, we're going to be definitely discussing how to have more confidence. Confidence is a part of the recipe of a true entrepreneur. But we know that confidence has been broken in many of us through things. So we have two scriptures today, and it is the first one is Jeremiah 17 and 7, and the second is Romans 8 and 28. What I found, I can just tell you about myself. We have to go to the Lord because it's a place that I was delivered out. I could say maybe 25 years ago. But then some things keep kind of coming back and forth throughout your life, and you have to remember that deliverance. Many of you guys have been delivered from lack of confidence, or you thought you were. But then certain things come up and you come to network marketing and you put your deliverance to the test. And we put everything in order. Matthew 6:33 tells us what order it should be. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. And all means all. When we start talking about the Almighty God, let's go to him on this morning and let's ask him for what we need. He's sure to deliver as long as we believe that he's going to give it to us. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day because you made it. We're so joyous. We're glad we're here. Another day in the land of the living. We can't go back. another day without giving you the acknowledgement that you are the one who has given us our air to breathe. Father God, as we are seeking your face, not your hand, we want to learn what is it all about to be made in the likeness of your image. We will erase every doubt that you are here with us, and through every trial, every tribulation, as we learn to count all joy, we're girding up and becoming better people, better leaders. So as we're going out there to do these great exploits in your name, we are going to be careful to acknowledge you. Father God, as we are being of good courage and going out to do these things, we ask that you would have your Holy Spirit come in and teach us, guide and correct us as he directs us to having more confidence. But let him put it in proper order that we will never forget that anything, everything that we want, ask, or need, that you have the ability to give it to us. And we thank you and we honor you for that. And we want to seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I want to hop right into the scripture because having a lack of confidence will allow things like rejection or how we appear, or how we perceive rejection in our industry of network marketing. It can paralyze and totally even abort some people's opportunity to take their spot at the top. And Jeremiah 17:7 says, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Now, we got to put a pen right there, because most of us, the confidence is lying somewhere else. And then Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Now, I don't know about you, but God blows my mind. I mean, it's not like I've never seen scriptures before. But as you grow, you're going to have a different depth of vision. Remember, we talked about soaring like an eagle, and we went down and started sharing with you some of the characteristics of an eagle. One of the things is their vision is so much deeper. It's more panoramic. You can see at different angles. And so when we start talking about confidence, you know, it's going to be very difficult for you to have confidence if you're not disciplined, because the more you do something is the more confident you are in that it works. And the more you do something in network marketing, the income-producing activities, the system that you're being trained, is the more results you're going to get. And results will now help you build confidence. It will have a different perspective on whoever says no, not yet, whatever the answer is, opposite them actually saying yes or joining your team or using your product or service. You begin to say, well, okay, no problem. Everything isn't for anyone. Everything isn't for everyone. Everything is not for everyone. Who else you think this may be a good fit for? So now people might say, well, Nicola, that's part of the script, but they want to ask, where did that script come from? God has given me the revelation that, you know, there are so many other companies, there's so many other industries out there that people may be called to do. And just because I am called to do this does not mean that everyone that I approach or everyone that I come across is also called to do what I am doing. But my thing is that my confidence cannot be in the people before my confidence is in Christ Jesus. This is the reason why I share that it is the best practice to get in your head every day before anyone else does. All I can tell you is that when you have confidence first in God, that it can start having confidence in other things, even your worst situations. When you start having confidence that God really wants you to be successful, and having confidence in Him is a prerequisite. You can't skip this step. It's a prerequisite to having confidence in yourself. That there's no way that He made me the likeness of His image and I'm not worthy. That I'm not worthy of success. That starts breaking down to wealth principle of deservability. I deserve success as well. Many people don't believe that they deserve success because they're not confident that God is the one that has given us the ability to gain wealth. That's to all of us. And that everything that has happened to us is for our good. No matter how ugly or how bad it appears at the time we're in it. When you start having confidence now, having confidence in yourself, the experiences you've gone through in your life, makes it easier to now have a perspective on people. Because when we are bringing people into our businesses, all of them have issues. All of them do. Not some of them, all of them have an issue. Challenge. No matter how good they look, how good they smell, no matter the posture, there's some need that has not been yet met. Now, for us, we have to understand they're going through life just like we are. We come and we interrupt them with opportunity. And in their mind, they may say, it's not the time. I don't have money. This is not for me. It don't even look like it's real. That's all from their perspective. But if you have confidence that you know that some other folk got the money, there's no way that companies are doing millions of dollars in business if somebody does not have the money. You just haven't talked to them yet. There's no way that it's not real when you see so many people in your company having success. You just haven't had your success yet. What you have to realize is that when you build up your confidence in God and you start knowing you deserve success as well, you're even going to look at the responses. That's all we say we're supposed to get is a response of you want the service, you want to join the movement, or you want to refer somebody to me. My confidence in God gives me the confidence to ask that question that I know it may not be you, but you know somebody. So what if they don't answer the way you want them to? I say good practice. Keep moving. Let me tell you something. Confidence in God will help you deal with rejection. And I need you to hear this extremely clearly. You won't get to success unless you get through rejection. Success is on the other side of rejection. The lack of confidence that comes from your emotional instability, that may have come from your past experiences, that will create doubt in your mind. Like you'll believe the lie or the hype that you too can't be successful. If you keep going through rejection and you keep going until you get the yes, until you get the answer that you're looking for, you become more emotionally stable. The spirit of a true entrepreneur has emotional stability because they already know going in that it's not going to be perfect. But they know that God will make every crooked path straight if they stay on the path. The spirit of a true entrepreneur is going to require confidence. You can't lead other people if you're not sure yourself. You know, in my company, the position that I acquired, it had never been done before. In my prior company, I had broken records, done things that had never been done before. I was not even sure what I was doing both times. But I was sure that God was going to deliver as long as I kept showing up and doing unto the Lord, not unto man. You work as unto the Lord, that is all about you and God. Guess what? You are going to start finding favor with men. That type of confidence, that type of stick-to-itness, that type of discipline, that type of consistency will always grab the attention of men. Why? Because it's something that most people don't work on. So you'll stand out. I need you guys to hear me. If you stick with this, confidence is just going to be a part of who you are. No one becomes confident without rejection. What brings the confidence is after they kept going through it, the results. This isn't a results-driven business. That's why I love it. People can't sugarcoat. They can't be pretending. And even, you know, even in some things I can say, even in college, you got professors that train things that they probably haven't even gone through. Even in school, they have people training things that they haven't really gone through. They need the teacher's guide. But in network marketing, your experiences over time will become your guide. You go through enough situations in your business, with people, when it shows up. Like last night, my project manager, Trina, and I, we were on the line and we were talking about something. And we were talking about a situation. I said, Trina, stop it. We've seen this before. Same spirit, different name. Same behavior, different name. I said, so we are confident in the outcome, aren't we? Yes, we are, Nicola. All I can tell you, confidence. You must have it. You must have it. You must work on it as we're building up the spirit of the true entrepreneur. And sometimes rejection is God's protection. You don't need to be dealing with all them folk no way. 478, last 42157. Be okay, let it go. Good morning. Who's out there this morning? Good morning. God bless you. Okay, here we go. 909, last 45790. Good morning. Looks like the call is dropping. Are you there? 909, last 45790. Good morning. God bless you. Not sure. Is the thing doing? Uh-oh. We got to come back. 201, last 44240. Good morning. God bless you.
Great morning. God bless you, Nicola. It's Dana in Jersey.
Hey, Dana. I think them people on some droids that's having some problems coming in here this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm on my new droid, and it's okay. Ooh. So I don't know what's going on with their droid.
I'm going to the next caller.
I wanted to just share this morning, Nicola, how, you know, almost a year ago when you were here in Jersey, just those little words that you just said gave me so much power over my confidence. Okay, no problem. Everything is not for everyone. And I had to, I mean, Nicola, when I tell you that gave me so much power over the fear of rejection, some of us have fear of rejection because we've been rejected for so long. And I can say that that wasn't really my case. My case was that I had not been rejected. So sometimes you got to get some rejection, right? I mean, coming up as a child, being the oldest, of, you know, everything, the oldest daughter, the oldest grand, I didn't really have a lot of rejection. In school, I was a great student. I didn't have a lot of rejection. So things seemingly came with ease. So when I started, you know, in this opportunity, even when I reached out to my upline, I inboxed her and said, hey, I want to do what you do. There was no rejection. So when I went out to begin to share what it is that we were doing, and I was getting this rejection, I was like, okay, wait a minute. I'm not really used to this. How do I deal with this? And then God really does amazing things through you, Nicola, for this universe, because that everything is not for everyone is exactly the piece that I needed. I had to realize everybody can't go with you, Dana, for so long wanting everybody to just, come on, you can do it. Like, this is for you. No, 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 no. That's not what the Bible says, and everything is not for everyone. You're not for everyone.
That's
so
right.
So I appreciate that you instill in us both sides of each coin, whether it's the fear of rejection because we've been rejected for so long in our lives, or how to build up that aptitude to deal with rejection because you've never been rejected. Maybe it's time for you to face some rejection. That's how I felt. It was time for me to face some rejection in reality, because that's really what life is from time to time. You're not going to always get the sun, the moon, the stars. Sometimes you may only get a quarter of the piece, and learn how to grow from there. I needed that so much for my growth, Nicola, and I thank you so much for just continuing to be obedient, because everything that you say, I know it's coming straight from the God above that tells us what it is we need to do, but you put it in such eloquent terms for us to be able to break it down into true bite-sized pieces so that we get from it exactly what we need so we can run. That gave me so much power, and it continues every single day. I practice on my piece of what rejection means. I practice that every single day. I appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you as always, and we'll see you at the top.
You are so, so welcome, woman of God. I can tell you this right here. You know, that's where the whole deal of lead who want to be led and feed who want to be fed. Even knowing that, even in your business and your team, you may not even be the best fit as a leader for everyone. At every level, you will receive rejection. I always share with you guys that you want to know, the leaders and readers, and you want to read on successful people and hear the rejection they've gone through. Oh, my Lord, I tell you, at some point in time, people will be reading of the rejections that I have dealt with. Oh, my Lord, even when I first learned about my current company, I tell people it was the worst time of my life, but they never heard. They don't hear about the $50,000 tax thing, but they didn't hear about the personal side of things that was going on. And even sometime when I would be right in the midst of a super Saturday, or right in the midst of whatever, things that would happen that would just be just mind-blowing. And then if they were to go back and take a picture of my confidence in those moments, standing on the strength of the Lord, and that it took me all the way to the top, rejection has been my friend in success. Because if there was nothing to push up against, I would have never put God to the test. And he shows up and show out every single time, not summertime, every single time, exactly the way that he should, because he is God. He knows exactly what's needed. 678 last 4, 7782. Confidence is in the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Keena. How are you?
Hey, blessed morning, baby. Good morning.
Good morning. So I actually had to jump in the queue because you definitely touched the subject that I just experienced the other day. I was on a call. I did a consultation with a client that was actually referred to me by another client that had seen some success with the services that we offer. And I was talking to the lady. She was my last appointment for the day, and my phone went dead. And so I couldn't call her back because I had to get a little bit more juice, tried to, but the phone was disconnected. So she texted me, and I told her what had happened and stated that she felt like it was unprofessional that I didn't call her back and so on and so forth. So I apologized to her and told her I completely understand, and I told her what happened. But in that message that she sent me, she said, and my card is no longer valid, by the way, because we did a pre-application. And I said, wow, I said, this is a little far-fetched because, you know, she's already known about the services. She knows that they work and all of those things. So I just, you know, of course, apologized to her my message. But immediately, I just heard the Spirit of God tell me, Kenny, you don't have to defend yourself. You know, you've helped several people. You even helped the person that was referred, you know, that actually referred her. And so I told her, I said, well, all of your information has been totally discarded. And I told her to have an awesome evening. And I told the young lady that referred her what had happened. And she was just like, well, Kena, of course, you know, that was probably something else. I said, I do understand that. And I said, sometimes people have already been a victim of maybe identity theft. In her case, maybe identity theft. But she's been a victim in some kind of way. So the devil was easily able to instill fear in her. And I just said, you know what, I told the young lady, I said, I help so many people. I said, I can't get hung up on one person. So I said, if she need my help, I will still help her, but she will be enrolling herself through my website. And so I told my husband about it as well. And, you know, we laughed because I was just saying, you know, if she can't use her own information, I can't use it either. And I'm not going to, you know, defend my character with anyone. And the next day, I was just doing my daily method of operations, connecting with people through social media. This lady never even spoke with me during the consultation. She just seen my videos, and I just introduced myself and thanked her for connecting with me. And do you not know, she just immediately signed up. I sent her my website information. I thought she was just going to check it out. She just enrolled. And I didn't even know she had enrolled until 4 hours later because I was busy, checked my email, seeing that she had enrolled. And so I still contacted her and made sure her services were set up correct. Thankful that I'm at a point in my life now that I know who I am and I don't have to go around defending myself and convincing people and persuading people that, you know, I'm legit or the services are legit. I am who I am and I'm who you say I am. So I'm yes. very grateful for that message that you gave today, and I hope that this definitely encourages someone, because a lot of times we get caught up in trying to defend ourselves and our services and our company. We don't have to do that. There's people out there that actually need the services that we're offering. You just got to get the right people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I can tell you that even our daily method of operation will set you up for less instances of rejection. It will attract people to you who say, I'm sure I want to partner with you. You know, when we start training, if people were to use our system to promote, invite, and get a response, if you're promoting consistently, for some people, they may say, well, I don't like social media. Well, it's just a platform where there's more people that you can hit them up faster. So if not, go in and put boots on the ground and go and start promoting, dropping seeds, connecting with business owners in your area, letting them know who you are, what you have to offer, and then now your name is going to be popping up, okay? And so this way, it's not about rejection. You will now be requested. You'll move from being rejected to being requested. And then the next thing you need to do is you need to really have some really good conversations with yourself to understand that there are some people that feel so bad in their life that they wake up to people join the crowd, okay? So you have to get in your mind and be very clear on who you are and what are you waking up to do, and that is to serve. If you're coming from a servant place, and I talk about this all the time, with pure heart, clean hands, if somebody say, I'm not hungry today, what you going to do? Say, okay, I'm here any day you get hungry, and you go on to the next person to serve. That works with me in getting people in my business, keeping people in my business, building relationships. If you know that you're waking up every day to serve, And any day someone say, I no longer need your service. The only time that makes a huge difference is if you are not out there consistently promoting and writing and getting responses, because if you are, you'll know that it's going to be next. Think about a restaurant. People are not going to sit at the table. As a matter of fact, when the restaurant service is so good and the food is so good, like you are so good, but you continue to build up yourself, they start giving you a two-hour limit at their table. We got to serve some other people. If you continue to build the way we're telling you to build, there'll always be a pipeline of somebody say, I'm ready for you to serve me. We're going to take this last caller right here. Good morning, 770-3690. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Nicola.
Hi, good morning.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
hi, this is Kina in Atlanta, another Kina.
Another Kina. What's going on, Queen? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that I actually was able to get on the call, and it's just really hitting home. What everybody has said so far, yourself included, and I'm just so grateful and thankful for the opportunity and for you and your leadership and your vision for this company. With that being said, I'm echoing Dana's what was actually happening with her. I thought that was a mirror for me, and that's what was happening for myself, because I've been super successful, and you know what's happening on a daily basis is the faith is growing. So it's just a muscle. And as I'm exercising this muscle every day, I'm just getting more stronger and stronger, more confident in my leadership and my ability to get to the end, to get to the highest level in this company, because that's the vision and the goal, not for myself, but also for the people that have so far joined me and the people that are yet to join me. I know there's going to be so many more people that are going to join me, and I'm just preparing myself for that.
Absolutely. I tell you this, I love it. I love everyone that's saying the confidence is building. They're obtaining the spirit of a true entrepreneur. You know, we don't realize some of the things we've gone through, even the systems that we've grown up into, on how it was designed to make us not have enough confidence in ourselves so that we will have confidence, whether it's in our government or in our degrees or in our what have you. And then that's where things begin to get out of order. You want to have confidence in the Lord. He says, blessed are those. Blessed are those. So I need us today, we're going to post up a picture with yourself. And everybody is too blessed to be stressed. Everybody is too blessed to be stressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I wanted you to be courageous and bold enough to post that up. Your flyest, your hottest photo, and put on there, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Hashtag Power Start Your Day. I love it. Hashtag Power Start Your Day. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I love you guys. Go out and be productive. First off, you're talking about being disciplined, self-starters, and confident. Love you. Take care.